The first half of 2010 showed a few marginal improvements for Montana's wood products industry, but not enough to bring much widespread optimism to an industry hit hard by the national economy. The director of forestry industry research at the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research says lumber production increased about 11% at Montana sawmills between the first and second quarters of 2010. Todd Morgan adds production is up by 20% compared to the first half of 2009. 254 million board feet of lumber were produced in Montana the first half of this year, compared to 212 million board feet the first half of 2009. Morgan says the modest rise is nice to see, but far too modest to describe as any kind of recovery.
Big part of it was the record lows that we saw in 2009 in terms of lumber production and housing starts and the housing market, which is the major destination for most of the lumber that's produced.
The number of production workers employed in Montana's mills during the second quarter of this year dropped to 1,560. That's about 6% lower than the first quarter of 2010, 23% lower than second quarter 2009 employment. Production wages, meanwhile, slightly jumped to $14.3 million, or almost 2% higher than during the first quarter of this year. That said, wages are down nearly 23% compared to a year ago.
And a lot of that has to do with the closures of Smurfit Stone Container in Frenchtown and the three larger Plum Creek sawmills in north of Missoula. Those numbers are going to really impact us throughout the year. The loss of the permanent closure of those facilities are going to keep impacting our numbers throughout the year, even if production at remaining mills and employment at remaining mills increases. I don't think they're going to be able to make up for the total jobs lost during 2009.
Morgan says the economic outlook is not calling for a significant rise in demand for lumber and other wood products for the remainder of the year.